What's up, everybody? Mark Becker, you're back here on the Rational Revolution. We got dear friend Joe Walsh, all around good dude, former congressman. And, you know, I'm so glad you're here because, and I'm so glad to have you on this format because it's not like a CNN or a 7-second soundbite. Like, you can actually say stuff, you know?
Agreed.
And you're so full of like good information and you experience and all this. One of the things that I want to get to is you tweeted out, and this one kind of blew up. Absolutely no pun intended when I said that.
Yeah.
You said that what happened in New Orleans, quote, only reaffirms how urgent it is to reject Cash Patel, Tulsi Gabbard, and Pete Hegseth. They each have no business having anything to do with helping keep this nation safe from our enemies. They were each picked to exact revenge for Trump, and that alone should be disqualifying. And the world is too dangerous, much too dangerous, for unqualified nominees like them. Go talk about that.
Let me think about it. The FBI, the CIA, all of our intelligence agencies are charged with helping to keep the American people safe. Donald Trump, and I would throw the Defense Department in there as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Donald Trump nominates people to run each of these agencies who's utterly unqualified for that job. I mean, so that's like bizarre to begin with, but that tells you what Trump cares about. Trump doesn't care about keeping Americans safe. Trump wants Cash Patel to run the FBI to get back at the FBI for what he believes the FBI did to him. Cash Patel is unqualified. Cash Patel is on the record stating that he disdains the FBI, that he wants to tear the FBI down. And you could go on. Tulsi Gabbard with our intelligence agency, same thing. And by the way, Mark, we don't talk about this enough. I know this for a fact because I talk to people. There are people right now in the FBI, the CIA, the intelligence communities, the Justice Department, who are since Trump won, they've been on their way out looking for other employment.
Yes,
there are going to be shortages in these agencies. People are going to be leaving, and they're not; those positions are not going to be filled.
That is huge.
We're going to be endangered because of this.
That is huge, and I'm glad you said that because my brother lives in D.C., and one of the things, we went to D.C. a little while after Trump was out of office, and I asked him, and I asked some of his other friends, because he works for the government as well.
Yeah.
I said, what was one of the biggest impacts of the Trump administration? And all of them said that it was the brain drain, and people who are qualified, brilliant, long-term, long-standing people with decades of experience leaving.
I still obviously talk to a lot of these people off the record, and I have for years. And the stuff that I've been hearing pre-election and now especially post-election, if there was a brain drain in the FBI Justice Department in Trump 1, in Trump 2, tenfold.
Oh, no, really?
Oh, my God, yes. And again, Mark, it's really interesting you say that because people don't talk enough about
it. Right.
This.
Yes.
Yeah. They're not.
That sucks to hear that if one was bad, and it really, really was, that two is going to be even worse. And yeah, I don't know what's frustrating is how do we, like you said, when the right in America wake up with a bad hangover, do they blame that on illegals too?
Yeah.
This is great. How do we get past, how do we regain that trust in our Justice Department and in our investigative agencies? You know what I mean? How do we do that?
That's a great question, and I don't know the answer. And because the next 4 years are going to be hell, because let's be real. Trump not only won, he won by more than people think. Trump is no longer ascendant. Trump is triumphant.
Yeah.
Trump, like when he first got elected, Mark, I'd hear from Republicans all the time privately telling me, Joe, I agree with what you're saying about him publicly, but blah, blah, blah. I can't say it publicly, but he's a piece of you know what.
Yes.
They're not doing that now. I mean, he's triumphant. They're all now on their knees And so he's got both houses. He's got this Supreme Court. So this is going to be a scary time. And so what can we do? That's the question. What can we do? There needs to be a resistance. There needs to be a Democratic Party that gets its act together. We have no doubt that Trump's going to overreach and really do scary stuff. But, man, people need to rise to the moment to be able to oppose it.
Well, I think that brings into, into light what you said about the people that he nominated. So if we know he's going to overreach, he's going to do it with the backing of those three that you mentioned, that's going to allow him to do it and do it without being checked.
So obviously, Matt Gaetz didn't make it.
Thank God.
But by the way, the woman that Pam Bondi, who Trump picked, is qualified to be attorney general, but she's a total loyalist, MAGA, election denying person. We overlook her because Matt Gaetz was so
bad.
Horrible.
Right.
But that Mark, you make a good point. That's an immediate thing that can be done is this next month, public pressure, organized pressure to make sure Kash Patel, Tulsi Gabbard, Pete Hegseth don't get picked. I'd throw RFK Jr. into there, but I mean,
yeah, oh my God.
I know, but like, because Tulsi Gabbard, Hegseth, and Kash Patel are all focused on keeping a security and law enforcement and keeping the American people safe. That to me is a bigger priority. RFK Jr. clearly is a nut job, but I don't worry as much about any potential damage he can do, but we should. He's not qualified to do what Trump wants him to do.
No, and I think it's interesting that, I kind of equate what Trump does to Phil Spector's wall of sound. Because there's so much that, now all of a sudden we're not talking about the fact that RFK Jr., the guy that's nominated to lead what the FDA believes in, like chemtrails and stuff. Like, what?
By the way, Mark, that's what you just said is really astute and it's true. After I turned against Trump in 2018, I had one of his very close advisors call me to try to get me to reconsider. And we talked on that conversation, and he said what you just said. He said, if Trump has a strategy, and this is a supporter of Trump's, his strategy is to every day throw 1,000 pieces of poop against the wall to just numb us all, and to do that day after day after day. That's what he's done.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's exactly what he's done, and it's interesting how that strategy has worked, and it really really sucks because then people that shouldn't be in those positions get there. I've got one more segment with our buddy here, Joe Walsh. We're going to talk about what Republicans and what former Republicans can do. What kind of impact do we actually have? Which kind of sucks because I wanted to talk about the whole show about this, but with everything that came up, I think there was no person more qualified to talk about this than you. So I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here on the Rational Revolution. We'll see you back after this. We'll be right back.